tuned up and rolling. It's the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
The lake, which in turn would spawn the town of Lakeside, is a relatively new addition to the Arizona landscape. Rainbow Lake was created in 1903, roughly 20 or so years after it was settled by Mormon pioneers. It's the same pioneers that would dam Walnut Creek that created Rainbow Lake. Multiple species of fish call the lake their home, including largemouth bass, channel fish, bluegill, green sunfish, illegally introduced northern pike, and Game and Fish stocks it with catchable-sized rainbow trout in early spring and summer. However, much of the shoreline is privately owned, so the best bet to fish this lake is by boat. It's 116 acres with an average depth of only 7 feet. The deepest point is only 14 feet. That's the lake at Lakeside, Arizona, our featured staycation destination location this month. You can enter to win now. We're drawing for next month in October, where our destination will be the Patagonia wine country of southern Arizona. In the news this week, in case you missed it, Arizona's own Dierks Bentley got in a little trouble with Game and Fish. And I don't know that a lot of our listeners know this, but we actually have a personal connection with Dierks Bentley. His mom and my grandmother, Baby Kay, are pretty good friends and often golf and play bridge together. So I was able to pull a few strings through Baby Kay to get Dierks on the line to get his perspective of this instance. Dierks, you got caught fishing without a license. A Colorado one-day pass is about $16.75 plus $10 for a habitat stamp. Now, I know the $140 fine you paid is nothing to you, but that's still $113.25 more cents than you would have had to pay, and you would have saved all yourself this bad PR. What do you have to say, bud? What was I thinking? Well, look, on your Instagram, it looked like it was just you and Luke Bryan fishing, so how did you get caught? Somebody call the po-po. Well, it was that Instagram post that let the po-po convict you. It proved that you were guilty. Can't stress enough how careful you have to be on social media. You said that you're out fishing with Luke Bryan. Man, you must have been really distracted that day. I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. Yeah, I can see how that'll happen. Well, after you paid the fine, what did you tell Game and Fish officers? Got a lot of leaving left to do. And then what happened? Pretty easy down the road I go. Oh. So what's your takeaway from all this? Every mile of memory. I've been hearing your 5-hour energy drink commercials. Are you going to shoot a few of those and get past this? I'd settle for a slowdown. So what are you doing right now? I'm getting drunk on a plane. Well, pace yourself, man, and don't beat yourself up too much. It's only a misdemeanor. There ain't enough bourbon in Kentucky for me to forget. Well, that's a little dramatic, don't you think? There might be hope for me, yeah. And we have hope for you too, Dierks. Turning this around in a year from now, what would you like fans to say about you? Where you gonna find a good man like me? Well, we're still fans, Dierks. Don't worry. And I've kept my promise to Baby Kay when she handed me your first CD, Don't Leave Me in Love, that's not even in print anymore. She said, this is a friend of mine's son, and he's going to Nashville, and if he becomes a star, we've got to buy every CD that he publishes. Well, I mean, I've kept that promise with one little caveat. You download them now from iTunes. You know, I think after your second album, I stopped buying CDs altogether. But we got Dirk straight there, and he'll be all right. And we're finishing up our conversation with Armor Canine in studios, joining us, talking about protection dogs. And where this really came up is when our insurance agent last week called in and or was on in studio with us and was talking about insurance companies that won't insure guard dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually have an insurance agency, a very large one, that absolutely loves our dogs and are more than willing to insure them. And it doesn't matter if it's a protection dog or a dog that was trained by us, obedience, they'll provide insurance, either an umbrella policy or a rider. They also have a sort of a quasi-life insurance policy, basically, that kind of prorates and will give you some money back if something happens to the dog. So if anybody needs some information on that or needs some assistance with it, you can give us a call.
We got to get Clay in touch with that insurance company.
Yeah, absolutely. Are most of your clients like dignitaries that are worried about kidnapping or celebrities? Who is your typical client?
We do celebrities, athletes, business executives. And surprisingly, we do a lot of what I would consider, average Joes, just like ourselves, that are concerned about where the world's at today. Maybe the husband's, traveling or construction or what have you, and the wife's home, and he realizes that the wife doesn't have the mentality or the mindset to shoot somebody if they were going to come in, or they're scared of a firearm. And so the dog is a perfect solution for that. In addition to a perfect solution, it's actually a cheaper solution. If you pull out a gun and you put a round down range, it's going to cost you, $40,000 plus, and that's going to depend on just to defend yourself, and that depends on what your net worth is worth, your value. And so with one of these dogs just being a perfect deterrent and a great security solution, and you just kind of avoid all that.
Well, and you even mentioned, if they weren't comfortable firing, even if you were comfortable, something calmness about the dog can help you, maintain your calmness in that.
Right.
Now, talk real quick about the service dogs you put together for vets.
We like to help fellow veterans out. I'm a veteran myself, and so specifically, we're doing service dogs for issuing anxiety, PTSD issues, things like that. We'll do some diabetic dogs if necessary, but we kind of keep it simple with the PTSD and anxiety and help those fellow veterans.
And then you're narcotics.
We do private searches. So we have three dogs currently that are trained to search for cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamines. I do have a dog that will find marijuana, but that's kind of going by the wayside in our current climate. But we do private searches, so a homeowner is concerned about a child or something like that, we can come out and do a very discreet, 100% confidential search. We can do that for businesses as well, nonprofits.
And the website one more time?
Armor, K9, ARMORK. 9.com.
Lee Dibblebiss and R.D. Miller, thanks for joining us this Saturday morning.
Thanks for having us.